producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Millie Hinkle. And CamelMilkUSA.com. CamelMilkUSA.com. We're going to be talking about camels. And I am really interested in buying two camels. Seriously, for the farm. And I'm willing to trade some cows, sell some cows, and use those funds to buy some camels. Welcome, Dr. Millie Hinkle.
Thank you. Good morning.
And it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Well,
and,
let's
see if I
can educate you a little bit about them.
That sounds great. Let's talk about why would anyone want a camel? And here's what's happening. There are a number of our class throughout the world who are thinking, you know, why would Vincent Finelli want to buy some camels? And you know, there are a number of people who diabetes is an epidemic, right? And it's projected to get even worse. So if we can reduce our insulin dependence by consuming camel milk, why would we not want to do that? I mean, going forward, how much are we dependent as diabetics? I'm not one, but if I were, how much would we be dependent on the supply chain? I think that we'd be completely dependent on the supply chain. Is that right?
That's true. Camel milk is so high in insulin. There's 52 units in each quart or liter of insulin. And the situation is with most insulin drugs, especially the oil drugs, tremendous amount of those are destroyed by the acid in the stomach. Camel milk thrives in that environment and therefore is fantastic for getting that insulin into these patients without all the side effects of those drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, are there any downsides, complications to camel milk?
There are none, unless you have an actual casein allergy. About 80% of people with a casein allergy are still able to drink the camel milk, mainly because a camel milk is not the same casein as goat or cow. So many, many people with true dairy allergies are able to drink that. There's about 15% that are not able to drink it. But camel milk has been amazing across the board for so many illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What illnesses would we want to treat with camel milk?
You know, honestly, Vincent, when I talk about it, it almost sounds like she's just promoting this product that just does everything. It can't be possible. And even myself in the beginning felt the same way. How can this one thing from this beautiful animal do all of this? It really has to do with the antibodies in that animal and the size of those antibodies. That type of antibody has not been found in another plant or animal. So that antibody has the ability to literally penetrate a cell, which other antibodies like cow or goat do not have. The high fats in it, it's got antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal properties. The studies with cancer, there have been over 600 studies around the world with cancer. Every one of those turned out with positive results. It has been amazing. It's been used for treatment of liver disease for thousands of years, and there have been major studies with that. And it's high in amino acids, so it helps repair damaged cells. we have a tremendous amount of patients with gut issues such as Crohn's and celiac that drink that milk that are doing amazingly well as tens of thousands of autistic children around the world. It's just an amazing, amazing animal, and what they produce is amazing. And it's not just, and I talk with people setting up dairies, I said, it's not just the milk. There's a demand for the urine. There's a demand for the feces, for fertilizer, because some countries, even that is desired over regular fertilizer. In fact, in India, they actually let people bring their camels onto their land just so that they can get that that dung for as a fertilizer because it's so rich.
You know, it's interesting that you're talking about that because our son is attending university. He'll be graduating in a couple months with a degree in agricultural science and animal science. And so for the first time, we are going to have the good fortune of having someone who is degreed in farming here at our family farm. Mm. And we're going to apply scientific principles to the farm. And one of the things that we want to do is grow the best crops to feed our cows. Not only grass, but crops to feed our cows so that they will be as healthy as can be. And we want to have the best manure, the best urine on our farm. And we think that supplementing with camels and goats and llamas and alpacas might do exactly what we need. So I'm really excited about buying some camels. But you know, for those who are allergic to sticker shock,
yes. Well, in 2009, when I had the laws changed to allow for the sale of camel milk and to allow for camel dairies to be set up, the price of a camel was about $4,500 to $5,000. Now you can pay up to $20,000 for a camel. So the average price is about $15,000. So the price has really skyrocketed. The good thing about that, though, is the price of the milk is so expensive that the dairies usually make back or pay for that camel in a couple of months.
Yeah, and so how expensive is camel milk, just roughly?
Directly from a dairy, you can get it for about $10 a pint, but if you're buying it in a store, it runs up to $25 for a pint, which is a 16-ounce bottle. So it's pretty expensive. But these dairies are definitely selling it, and in the wintertime, we cannot meet the demand that it is so high.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like to, you know, once you find that camel, and there are a lot of things that you need to think about in selecting a camel. And let's talk about that in a couple minutes. But
And you know, Vincent, I caution people that are looking to start a dairy, be careful, know what you're doing, because even people in the camel industry have been taken advantage of. A lot of camel are sterile, and even the people that own them do not know that. Please don't buy a camel that's a baby unless you want to just raise them for 4 years or longer before you breed them, because it's going to take that long before them to reach maturity, before you can even breed them, and then it's going to be a gestation period of about 13 to 15 months. So you're looking at a long time period. So we want to warn people about that, and I do caution people that go to these auctions and they'll see one camel. If there's one camel, there's about a 95% chance there's something, the reason that camel's being sold. If it's an estate sale and a group of camels, not such a big deal, but just one camel, I would be careful. If a farmer tells you the camel has been bred, I would say check with a vet and have a progesterone level and an ultrasound done, because many, many people have bought camels with the promise that they've been bred and they have not been. So, I would caution people to know what they're looking for, and it's better to get a camel that's going to be about 8 to 10 years old, because the first camel baby, obviously the mother camel is not going to give as much milk as a camel that has been giving milk over time. What happened when I had the laws changed in the United States is that we had never milked the camel, and the people that owned them had a practice, which I am totally opposed to, of pulling the babies. So the babies would be a few days old, and they would take them away from their mothers and put them on a bottle so they could sell them. So the mother was in agony, obviously, with all that milk and no way to get rid of it. So what happens over time when you have a couple of babies like that, you automatically don't give milk anymore. So we had to start training the mother camels to start giving milk again. So that was a learning curve. So there are a lot of interesting things. It's Australia is the only place we can import camel from, and they have to round them up in the wild, and they literally cannot just put a wild camel and ship them over here. They literally have to put them in quarantine and train them and get them adjusted, because they cannot give milk, I understand from the veterinarians, up to 8 years before they'll give milk if you're not handling them properly. So there is a learning curve to this.
Now, when you talk about an 8 to 12-year-old camel, some of us are probably thinking, wow, how long do these camels live? But
they
live a long time.
They can live to be pretty old. They live to be about 40-some years old. Some have been known to live up to 48 years old. So, you know, you can milk a camel probably up until her early 20s and get a good supply of milk. So you've got a good, if you got a camel that was 8 or even 10 years old, you've got a good 10, maybe even 15 years of milking from that camel. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And what about, the government? How interested is the government? If I get camels and I start a dairy and I'm interested in selling camel milk just within the state of Missouri, how interested in the is the government going to be in visiting me?
Honestly, they're not going to be too interested. They really look at this as a cottage industry. It's becoming larger and larger, and if you want to be a grade A dairy, that means you're going to have to meet the standards of the state and the local government and the FDA. But to have a small dairy and to sell that milk within your state, each state in the United States has different rules and regulations concerning the sale of that milk. Some states allow you to sell it raw. Some require you to have a share program. Some make you have it pasteurized. So each state is different. I believe in the state of Missouri, it's okay to sell raw milk, if I can remember correctly. So you're fine there. We do have people that ship it all over the United States in a raw form. And, of course, that's not legal, but the FDA has not stopped in and done anything, and they are aware of it. But I think they realize that it's such a small industry that at this time it would take a lot of manpower and money to enforce that, and I think that's what we're looking at. But there is a demand across this country for that milk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited about it for a lot of reasons. I'm excited about it for the health aspect. I'm excited to help people get away from the pharmacomafia, as Dr. Norman Shealy refers to it, the pharmacomafia, and get back to nature. And I think, you know, if you look at obesity, if you look at the illnesses, if you look at all these bad things that are happening to people, that are shortening their lifespans, I think if more of us pay attention to the natural way, we'd be a lot better off. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, ND, and we'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and her website is CamelMilkUSA.com. CamelMilkUSA.com. Dr. Hinkle, what's it like living with a camel?
Well, they're lovely animals. People say camels spit. No, camels don't spit. Llama and alpaca can spit. Camels are very loyal, highly intelligent, loving animals. You can't just buy one camel, let me warn your audience. They will literally grieve themselves to death. You've got to buy a minimum of two camels to keep each other company. But they're great animals. Their noses are so soft. They are very human-oriented, and they're lovely to work with. We really do have some lovely camel in this country, and we'd love to have more. We need to increase the camel population here because we only have about 3,500. There have been some studies that have said we have 5,000. We really don't. We probably have less, much less than that, that are milkable because some of them are old, some of them are young, some of them are males. So we need more camel. And the only country we can allow to get those camel from are Australia. And people ask me, well, why can't we get them from the Middle East? And we would love to because they have such amazing camel there. But we're not allowed to get camel from countries that have hoof and mouth disease. Now, camel do not get hoof and mouth disease, but there's a possibility it could be carried in on their feet, etc. So we're not allowed to import them except from Australia. And the expense of that is really high. So we're having a group that's looking at bringing in several thousand of those camel over the next 5 years into the United States. So we'll hope that that will increase the population, and we're waiting to see how that group is doing. They've set up in Australia already, and I have been working with them to bring this camel in. So we're excited about it. We're excited about this animal and all the medical research that's going on in this country and around the world with this animal. It is amazing. And now standard medicine is looking at this animal and the antibodies in this animal's milk and the antibodies in the urine. And there have been some amazing studies done here with that. So I know that your listeners just should read more on it. They'll be so excited to learn all the things. If you've got an illness, I would suggest you just Google that illness and camel milk, and you will see the amazing things that have been done, from diabetes to Crohn's disease to cancer, even as a beauty product, because that milk is extremely high in alpha-hydroxy acid, which reduces wrinkles. So we have a lot of companies from around the world that contact me wanting the milk for cosmetics. There's going to be a big demand for that. We do not have enough milk in this country to give extra money or extra milk, actually, for cosmetics. We just don't. So we're drinking all we can make. And we have people now looking at developing other products with that milk. I've actually developed a milk for diabetics, and we're looking forward to getting that produced, and we're looking for investors to take that forward. So we're looking for a great future here with that milk, and I'll give you a couple of testimonials, and I'll take first diabetes. We've had patients that have type 1 as well as type 2, and the studies have been done that even with type 1, it reduces their insulin levels tremendously, so they're not having to take as many injections if they're on injectables. Many of the type 2 are off all medications after being on the camel's milk. So we're just thrilled with that. And we've had so many cancer patients that have come here to my office even that no longer have cancer. It's been amazing. And the great thing about camel milk for anybody who has cancer or has a loved one that has cancer, the great thing about camel milk is that it helps with those negative side effects of chemo and radiation. It helps with the nausea and the free radical damage from chemo. There's been an amazing study recently done here in the United States where they took chemotherapy drugs and piggybacked it with the camel antibodies, and it took that chemotherapy drug directly to that cell and destroyed that cell and did not touch any other cell. So I always encourage my cancer patients to drink camel milk if they can. It's going to help them through that. We've had a couple of patients who were told they were going to lose their hair, and they did not. They were on camel milk the whole time, and they did not lose their hair through those treatments of cancer. It's amazing. We're seeing amazing studies with thyroid cancer because the camel milk is very high in thyroxine, which the thyroid needs to operate properly. There's been amazing studies done around the world with colon cancer, and there was a study done in Belgium. And they took 100 rats and induced colon cancer. And after 30 days, there was not one trace of cancer in any of those rats. So those are the kind of studies we're looking at. That animal is absolutely a gift from God, whether people want to go that route or not. It is. We have been given this gift, and we need to look at it and use it and really appreciate this beautiful animal and what they have to give us.
We'll be right back. Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. CamelMilkUSA.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us, and we're talking about camels, and I'm interested, extremely interested, in bringing camels to our farm here in Missouri. Mike from Tennessee, Mike Parsons, is joining us. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning. Just a quick question. Have you ever heard of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund?
I have. And that is, that's a lot of our, some of our camel dairies, actually, I think, contacted or were contacted by that group in the beginning when they were worried about some of the laws and worrying if the FDA was going to be a problem.
I noticed that on realmilk.com there's a a good description for people that want to list their farms and people that don't want to list their farms because they realize the FDA, USDA will utilize these databases to go after people. And the reality is there's a lot of people that are interested in getting into camels and other types of natural milk for their families, and you can define family any way that you like. But the reality is that they don't want to be under the auspices or control or scrutiny of the government, so they tend to be under the radar. And so in such an investment of this magnitude for the average farmer is exorbitant and cost prohibitive, but the potential benefits are such that they would lead people to try to find a way to do this. And so I'm wondering if there's a way to formulate a family structure so that people within their family can purchase through, you know, however you want to call it, shares or cooperatives or whatever, people that already have camels might say, okay, we're going to put a couple of camels on your property. You've got the land. You've got the ability to take care of them. You raise them up, take care of them, produce the milk, and we get a percentage of some type of an arrangement so that not only is it beneficial to the person with the camels, but it allows them to put more of their camels into operation if they don't have the ability to maintain as large a herd as they might have.
Well, I think I can speak a little bit on that because I have been under the radar eye, actually, of the FDA since this first started. In fact, they threatened to throw me in prison if I did anything illegal. So a couple of the dairies set up what is called a share program. That's not legal, and it's literally if you want to sell raw milk across a state line to say, pay me some money, and it'll be legal. It's truly not. And the FDA is getting ready to go after a couple of those dairies that are advertising that. The dairies have had no problem with the government in any form that are just selling that milk, whether it's across state lines or within their state. We just have not, and I've talked to several FDA officials, and the comment that I get back from the FDA is, this is an industry that's new. We want this industry here in the United States, and it's a cottage industry, and we really don't look at that as we would a big industry like cow milk, that where there's, you know, tens of thousands of gallons being shipped. So I understand what you're saying, and I think it's a great idea, and I think it has to be approached the correct way, but I will encourage people that we really have had no problem with government officials on these dairies, and several of them have been visited by government officials, and nothing has been charged or put against any dairy. So I think even the government, when I had the law change, wanted and did went out of their way to help make this a possibility, and that was the first time I was amazed that that happened. So I hear what you're saying, and I think that's something that people might want to look into, but I would also encourage them not to be afraid to set up a dairy because we just have had no legal problems at this point in time. Now,
is there
sure
any problem with the
Lacey Act? That might be different. Sorry?
Has there been any problem with the Lacey Act being applied, that, which is where they prohibit the transfer of plants and animals from one state to the other under federal? It had to do with racketeering and drugs, but they're applying it towards people with pets and animals.
Well, anytime you take an animal, a camel or any, well, especially a livestock animal, I would think, because I do have some of the dairies are in, you know, exotic animal production and sales. So they have to have paperwork to transfer those animals, and that is just a standard thing that's been there for years. It's not anything new, and there's been no problem with that. And we have people that buy a camel and transport them from one state to another, obviously, and there's been no problem. The shipping, the only problem that people worry about is the shipping of the milk if it's raw. These dairies have been shipping the milk since day one, and there's not been a problem. The FDA has been well aware of it, and we have not had a problem. You can get the milk here in the United States pasteurized or raw. Either way, most dairies are going to have it either way. I like dairies that are grade A dairies because I know that they're going to have all their milk tested on a regular basis, and so that's why I worry about people that might not be testing their milk properly if they're not aware of all the tests they need to go. And I did develop a test kit that was required by the government to test for antibiotic residue, because we do not give camels antibiotics, and there's just certain things we don't give them. And we want to make sure that that's not in that milk. We want to make sure that you don't have a sick camel and give it antibiotics and then milk that camel and sell that milk to the public. We wouldn't want that to happen. Other than that, that's the only thing that I formed a coalition, and we asked that all the farmers present me with paperwork proving that their camels have been tested for tuberculosis and brucellosis each year. And we've set up a pedigree program, so we know we're not interbreeding as much as we have been in the past. So there are things that we've tried to do within the community to look out for this. And we, you know, even from day one, the dairies, literally people that had camel didn't know they could milk them. And so I had to actually talk to them about the best way to do that, how to handle them, what they should expect. And it was so funny in the beginning, some of them put the milk in plastic bags. So we've come a long way in the last 6 years. They're in beautiful bottles, just like any other milk. And some of these dairies are absolutely gorgeous. They're state of the art with the facilities at some of these dairies. So even the small dairies with only two camel are doing amazingly well. And that's how the first dairy started in the United States. It was only two camel, and the demand got so large, even within a month, that he had to buy camel after camel after camel just to keep up the demand. So it is an interesting and amazing a business right now, and there's so much further it has to grow, and we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg with this industry.
You know, I like the fact, Dr. Hinkle, that you know, just a small herd can work for a small farm rather than having, you know, hundreds and hundreds of cows. And, you know, we only have 100 cows here at our farm, and that's plenty. I mean, it's not easy to manage 100. And I'm thinking, what would it be like if we had a dairy with 100? Boy, that'd be a massive undertaking. But with the camel milk that I'm imagining that we would have, this is manageable.
It's amazing. We've actually had cow dairies that have actually gotten rid of their cows and gone into the camel. We've had horse breeders down in Ocala, Florida, that have sold off their horses and started with trying to buy a camel. We had an interesting call from a veterinarian out in Washington State who had over 2,000 llamas who wanted to unload those and start with camel. And the thing of it is, the llama and the alpaca are in the same family as the camel, so you're going to have the same type antibodies. But if you're trying to milk them, you're going to have a long, hard road to hoe, because you literally have to milk them with a small 5cc syringe. And who's going to have time to tape a syringe around an udder and milk it every day? You're not going to get – you might be lucky if you get 8 ounces a day from those animals, where the camel are going to give you 5, 10, 15 quarts a day. So that's a big difference.
What requirements would we have to raise camel? For example, rain, sleet, snow, freezing cold, heat. What kind of a facility would we need?
Well, you know, we have camel everywhere. We have camel in Russia, even where it's cold, and Mongolia. So we've actually had a couple of people in Canada that have contacted me and come into the United States and bought camel to raise in Canada. And all they've got to have when it's snow, they've got to have shelter, an enclosed barn, not just a shed, for those camel to be in. They camel were in North America before they were ever anywhere else in the world, before the continent separated. So they're used to it. If you have a climate where it's really muggy and high humidity, you want to make sure you're not having a problem with flies and things like that. But camels love heat, and they love snow. You just have to be careful with the snow if it's ice, because their legs are very tall and thin and fragile. If they fall, they easily can break a leg. So you want to be careful with that. But they're fine to have in really cold states. We have lots of dairies. We have at least 3 or 4 in Colorado alone. So that's the volume of snow there during the winter. And those camels are thriving. So it's they're pretty much adaptable to anywhere.
Did we lose Dr. Hinkle?
No, we're right here. I think someone was trying to call.
Okay.
What about rocky soil? I know Vincent didn't mention this, but he has very rocky soil. How do their feet?
Well, you know, a lot of camel around the world are used for trekking, and they have flat feet that are soft. So the reason they live, the great thing about them in the sand is other animals like a horse or a cow's hoofs would sink into the sand where camels don't. So you see camels in Afghanistan and Iraq, and there's a lot of rocky soil, rocky mountains there, and they do very well. So that's not a problem. There are a lot of people that use camel for caravans that go and camping that use them, and they go up into the mountains. There's really, they do quite well now. It's climbing a mountain. If you were talking about something, a sharp mounting like you would see a mountain goat on, I'm not sure about that. But the average camel on rocky soil is going to be fine.
Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. Mike Parsons from Tennessee's with us. And we're talking about camels. Mike, feel free to stay with us through this break. And let's talk about fencing. So we want to get some camels, and we've decided that we've been to the zoo, and we've hung out with them, we like them. What do we need to protect and take care of our camels? We'll be right back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn up. One of today's hot.
What?
Today.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Millie Hinkle's with us. And if you'd like to go to her website, CamelMilkUSA.com, CamelMilkUSA.com. And if you're interested in pursuing purchasing and raising camels or learning about camel milk and the benefits, CamelMilkUSA.com. Dr. Hinkle, what equipment would I need, what equipment would I need to start raising camels? Fencing?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, they do well with other animals. So a lot of the big spreads of land where they are, especially out in Oklahoma, they're mixed in with the cows. The cows were on one side of the big piece of land and the camels were on the other. They sort of ignored each other. Goats are mixed in. Donkeys are mixed in. That's not a problem. The problem is you've got to have a little bit taller fencing and make sure that it's very sturdy because these camel are tall and they've got long necks. So, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. So they, you know, will always want to reach their head over the fence and see the grass on the other side and try to get to that. If you don't have some type of electrification across the top of that, or if you don't, some in Australia, some of the big dairies, and farms have millions of dollars worth of fencing, which is all steel across the top, which is very expensive. So you just want to make sure that your fences are a little bit higher than you would have, say, for a cow or a horse. That's one of the things. The food's got to be a little bit different than a cow or goat. They can't have regular hay. They've got to have grass hay. They do eat alfalfa, pellets, and things like that. You want to make sure their diet has enough selenium in it. Camels have a big desire for selenium. They will not reproduce properly, and they do not thrive properly, and they will not give milk properly if they don't have enough selenium. So you want to make sure they've got things like peanuts in their diet. Some of our guys put sunflower seeds, molasses, things like that in their diet. The one thing that I was emphatic about with all of the dairies, absolutely no soy, because most feed in the United States has soy in it, absolutely no soy allowed. And the reason for that is soy actually suppresses thyroxine levels, and camels produce high levels of thyroxine, which is for the thyroid help. Also, camels need progesterone to reproduce. Soy suppresses progesterone and raises estrogen levels. So we don't want soy in their diet. And these camels have done great. I had an email from a farmer yesterday in Mississippi saying, I just bought a camel. I'm starting my dairy. I need to get the milk production up. So one of the interesting things is these camels love junk food. They're just like all these kids out here. They love junk food. So if you've got a great contract with a grocery store near you that's throwing out, you know, peaches and apples and things like that, chop those up and mix them in with their food. They love it. It actually increases milk production. Some of the dairies in the Middle East actually told me that they give them things like that. So, and even bread and things that you wouldn't think from, you know, discarded bread that you would not think normally you would give these animals. They like it. It produces the milk. That's up to you what you want to feed them, but there is a special feed for camel, and if you're starting a dairy, contact me and we'll put you in touch with some of the people around the country that have got the right kind of feed for these animals. Then if you're going to decide to milk it, you want to get just a simple little milking machine. You don't need a big and involved one. They're pretty simple. You can milk a camel in a few minutes and turn them out and bring another one in. You're going to need stands built so that these camel can be in those stands, because the baby now, let me tell you, audience, this is very interesting, because you can't just milk a camel like you can a cow or a goat. If the baby dies, you will get no milk from the mother camel. It dries up instantly. Whereas if a cow baby dies, you still got the cow to milk. You cannot do that with a camel. So you want to make sure that baby is healthy. Here in the United States, there has been a high mortality rate. I've gotten that way down. So that's a great thing. So you want to feed that camel and have her baby has to literally be attached to an udder before her milk will be released. And once that milk starts being released, then you will hook up the milking machine. Interesting fact.
Very interesting. And I'm really looking forward to learning more about this and bringing camels to the farm. Dr. Millie Hinkle, thank you so much for all the work you've done to make it possible for farmers to have camel.
Thank you.
In
it's
the
been
United
a pleasure.
States.
It's been a journey. It's been an education. And I would encourage anyone to look into this, especially if you're...
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.